Gothenburg, a team had not lost yet, I do believe. You got them on your home courts and a nice win. They've got some talented kids again, apparently, this year, don't they?
Yeah, you know, Gothenburg and all the sports, they're very athletic, you know, in their school, girls team sports. So we knew they'd be a very athletic team, and boy, it showed. But our girls just are just very court savvy kids, and some great matchups. You know, one singles, you had Abby Schneider, who's a pretty seasoned veteran, you know, senior, gone to state a few years and has had success. They're playing as Zoe Beveridge, a very fun, good athlete from Gothenburg. And yeah, Abby had to better up her 8-3. That was a nice win for Abby. Abby Thompson had a nice 8-0 win to continue her winning ways at two singles. Got a nice win from Cassie Rogers at four singles, won that one 8-6. That was back-to-back. One game stretch between the two as far as the lead ever go. And, you know, Cassie was able to overcome a deficit to take the lead late in that match and won that one 8-6. Same with Madison Wilcox, once back and forth. He was able to get on top at the end and get an 8-6 win there. Emma McConville, a freshman, had a nice match. Yeah, won that one 8-5. Once again, a close match, but it was 5-4. And then went on a run to close that match out 8-5. Analia Amanza, another sophomore, did a nice match. She won 8-6. So just some great singles play. You don't do a lot of singles, so it's great to see the girls battle as well as they do in singles and come away with those wins. And doubles play, kind of got off to a slow start there. Cass and Elizabeth were down 1-4, I believe, and they came back and won their match 8-5. So that was a nice win for those girls to, you know, right the ship, and never kind of got faltered at all as they were frustrated with anything that they were doing. They just needed to continue to do what they needed to do. And so they hit some great alley shots and kept away from a girl that played the net really aggressively, kind of almost a 5'10", 6-foot tall girl, and just got around her and, you know, kept her off the net. It was a nice win there. Madison and Kennedy had a nice win at 8-4, two doubles. Nice to have Kennedy back on the courts, and she picked up where she left off, had a nice win there. Had a great win at three doubles. Emma and Annalia had a nice 8-6 win there. And then both Abbeys played four doubles and had an 8-0 win there. So girls played really well. She's really pleased with the way they performed. You know, that wind was pretty tough yesterday. Instead of it being a headwind, you know, it's another day we had a crosswind. And I thought we just did a better job of adjusting to the wind and the elements, and just came out with on top of those matches with wins because of the way they adjusted their game to playing. And then the JVs had all of our girls on the courts playing. We won 14 of the 21 matches contested. Really nice to see our girls continue to grow and continue to get better. And, you know, a lot of these girls are freshmen that are playing. And so it's good to see those girls really stepping into their own and doing some good things on the court. So, yeah, it was a great day on the courts for the kids and really pleased with the effort.
You had another one of your players get that 100 win mark, didn't you?
Yeah, that was a really special opportunity for us to have a celebration at the end of the duel. And Melissa McConville picked up her 100th career varsity win. You know, gosh, it was 2 weeks ago, I think, we had Abby Schneider get her 100th career win. And so both those girls have had really good seasons, you know, the last couple of years, and are continuing to do some good things now their senior year. And yeah, it's a special deal. You know, it's not a lot of kids get to 100 wins, and it's pretty tough to do. You have, you know, three or four really solid years, very successful years to get to that level. And yeah, Elizabeth, you know, she's done a lot of good things for us, you know, and a great leader on the court. She's a quiet, competitive leader, but she gets it done. And yeah, really happy for her and good to see her have that success and really a lot of fun with the kids to get her celebrated with some silly string and some posters and a big old cookie. So yeah, it was a fun day and a great opportunity to honor her for her achievements.
You've got, a couple of days to get some work in, and you got a busy 3-day stretch going Thursday, Friday, Saturday, don't you?
Yeah, it'll be nice to be on the courts, you know, for a couple of days of practice. Definitely need some of that. Coming off of Easter break, we didn't get a lot of match play in. Yeah, it'll be good to have a couple of days to work on things. And then Thursday, we'll send eight girls, our top eight JV girls, to Lexington for their first JV invite. That'll be a tough competition there. I believe Coach Salisbury, when I talked to him in North Platte last week, they're going to do round-robin play. So those girls will get eight matches, so they're gonna be busy. That'll be a busy day for them, but it'll be great for them to get some good reps in. Coach Bean's graciously taken the team so I can work with our varsity a little bit more for another day on Thursday. And then Friday, our top eight girls will be going to Lincoln to participate in the Lincoln Christian Invite. And then we'll have a Lincoln Christian duel on Friday night. So, yeah, we got a busy stretch here. Next week continues on. It's another JV invite and another, I think, varsity invite in Lexington. So, yeah, a couple next weeks. We're gonna be busy with a lot of time on the courts and a lot of competition's going to be on the courts for sure.